Well, now we've come to the next point. That which is absolutely transcendent of all knowledge is the basis of your own being. It is you. It is immanent within you. And so we come to this fundamental oriental statement that appears in the Chandogya Upanishad already in about the 8th century BC. Tattvamasi, you are it. You yourself are that which you would know. However, not the you that you identify with. Not this phenomenon in time and space that can be named, that can be identified, that can be described. That is not it. And so we have the Sanskrit term neti, neti, neti. Anything that you can name about yourself is not it. And when you have erased all that you can name and have gone broken through, then you have come to it. And so, seeing a blackboard behind me, I'll write a little mathematical formula. This is a new school of social research, and we've got to have the thing in A, B's, and C's. If A is you, and X is the mystery, and you are that mystery, but not the you that you think you are. The you that you think you are is not it. The you that you can't even think about is it. And this oxymoron, this absurdity, is the mystery of the East. Now compare that with the situation in the world of the traditions that have come out of the Near East. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. This is one little family, and it is a little one, let me tell you. Here, God created the world. Creator and creature are not the same. And to make that remark, I am it, is the basic blasphemy in the West. When Christ said, I and the Father are one, he was crucified for exactly that. That was blasphemy. When the great Sufi mystic Al-Hallaj, 900 years later, said the same thing, he was crucified for that. That was blasphemy. But Hallaj revealed the secret. He said the aim of the mystic is to be united with that. He is like a moth who at night sees a flame in a lamp and wishing to unite with the flame and be one with it, batters his wings on the glass. And then at morning goes back, battered, to his friends. This is the yogi, not a very attractive social phenomenon. And he says, what an experience I had last night, what I beheld. And the next night he manages to slip through the glass and is indeed united and becomes one, identical with the flame. That is the goal of the mystic. And who helps him to it? Those stupid orthodox people who crucify him. They become the vehicle of his own wish. And he was able to say and express it this way, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is Hallaj. So here we are in our exile. What can we do about X? To find, as many a mystic has, that he was one with X, and then be united with it on a martyr's pyre, this is not permitted. In our religions, one can only achieve a relationship to X. Our religions, and this is a very important point, are religions of a relationship to God, not the experience of identity.